It's 1 a.m. sometime after the close of our last episode. As Perry Mason takes immediate legal steps to do all he can to help Ed Beekman. More of Mason in a few minutes. First, August Jansen, the man who killed Gordy Weber, picks up the phone.
JT, this is Gus Jansen. Everything's perfect. You get everything you wanted, JT. Gordy's dead. They'll charge Kate Beekman. I know she hasn't been charged. Not yet. The police don't know she was in Gordy's apartment when he was killed. Not yet. Meanwhile, she's establishing her alibi. Oh, no. I didn't tell her to fix up an alibi. She thinks it's her idea. It's pitiful. You see what it means. When the police question her, they'll crack her alibi, and then... Yeah. An hour? Sure. You see?
But meanwhile, in the district attorney's office, Mr. Apt says...
Lieutenant, what time is it?
1 o'clock.
Now, Beekman, you see how much time we've wasted? Why don't you be reasonable? The lieutenant and I are reasonable men. All we want is a simple statement of the truth.
Well, I told you I didn't kill him.
Yes, you say you didn't.
Well, that's the truth.
You didn't kill him.
No.
You deny that.
Yeah. I told you over and over.
Then let's try something you won't deny. Is your name Beekman?
Sure.
I don't want to trap you into making an unguarded statement. Your name is Beekman. You're sure of that?
Yeah.
Good. Now, we've made a start. Your address is 8118 Morell Street, yes?
Yeah.
Where you live with your wife, Audrey, and her daughter, and your daughter, Kate.
Now, look, what are you doing, Mr. Rapp?
I'm endeavoring to learn what facts you are sure of. Now, we know your name, your address. Good. You're on parole?
Oh, now, you know all this, Mr. Rapp.
Just answer the question.
Yes, sir.
And you're employed at Nicholas Importing Company?
Yes, sir. I'm general manager.
General manager. You take pride in your position?
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
You attained your position because of your brains and ability?
Well, I've...
Answer the question.
Yes, sir, I guess so.
Well, let's be certain now, Beekman.
Okay, all right, it took brains.
In other words, you're an intelligent fellow.
I didn't say it was... Yeah.
I'm only trying to clear away my confusion. All right, Beekman. What time did you leave your home last night?
About 9 o'clock.
Oh, what time? 8:45? 9? 9:15?
I don't know exactly.
But you did leave home.
Yes, sir, yeah.
About 9?
Yeah.
And you went to Gordon Weber's apartment?
Yeah.
And?
I opened the door and went inside.
And?
And I found him dead.
He was dead. You're positive he was dead? Now, think carefully, Beekman. Don't let me trap you. He was dead.
Yeah.
Did you see anyone else there?
No, sir.
Do you remember the time you entered his apartment?
No.
Do you remember the time when a police officer found you standing over Weber's body?
No.
But you do admit the police found you alone with Weber's
yes,
body.
Yes, they found me. Now, look, Mr.
For your information, Weber died only a few minutes before the police arrived. You were there even ahead of the police. The police found you, Weber's body, the knife that killed him with your fingerprints on it. Is that true?
Mike? Yeah.
And will you admit you and Weber were enemies?
Well, I never had any use for
you
him.
You told the lieutenant he deserved to die, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess I said that. Look, give me a cigarette, will you?
In a moment.
Well, then give me a drink of water.
In a moment. Now, Beekman, by your own admission, you're a most intelligent man. And you admit further you were caught red-handed with the body of the man who's your enemy. Your fingerprints are on the murder weapon. You say you didn't see anyone else, and yet you persist in saying you didn't kill Weber. Beekman, I'm very confused. However, I'm willing to take time to get myself straightened out.
Yes.
What time is it now, Lieutenant? A
couple of minutes past 1.
Well, we've spent a lot of time, but my voice is getting hoarse. You notice it, Halverson?
Now that you mention it.
I believe I'll go get an aspirin. Be careful of my throat. I'll return in a moment, Beekman.
as you ordered, Beekman. Want some more?
Yeah, that's enough.
Get a cigarette. Go on, Beekman. Beekman, the DA is coming back in a minute. Now, until he does, it's you and me. I'm going to tell you something.
Don't do me no favors, Lieutenant.
Not you. You're a friend of Perry Mason. I owe Mason a favor, so I'm going to tell you something.
Thanks.
The DA holds all the cards, Beekman. He's got cards you don't even know about.
So?
So you're only making it tough on yourself. He's got all the cards in the deck.
I got one, Lieutenant. I got an ace in the hole. I didn't kill Weber.
That's just what he wants.
What's that mean?
App wants you to play innocent. That's why he's shoving you. You're giving him just what he wants.
Well, he keeps asking me to say I killed
him. Yes, but he's crowding you, Beekman. App wants you to go into court saying you're innocent. He wants your lawyer to back you up. He's got a cinch hand, and he'll play it out to the end. App's been waiting to give Mason a licking in court.
You do it pretty good, Lieutenant.
What?
A change of pace? The nice cop who comes in after all the others have yelled at you, gives you a drink of water, a cigarette, even lights it for you. Well, I'm not buying it, Lieutenant. I didn't kill one.
Oh, Lieutenant, step out here a moment, please.
Tell him it didn't take, Lieutenant.
Now, did he change?
No.
You tried?
Yes, Mr. Rapp, I gave it a try, but it didn't take. He says he's innocent. That's all, he's innocent. I don't like it.
You don't? I do. I like it very much indeed.
I can't help it. The guy makes an impression.
Yes, he certainly does.
If it wasn't for all the evidence we've got.
But we do have the evidence. We know he's guilty.
Are you satisfied that he is?
Oh, no question. Oh, I'll grant you, he sounds very sincere. And that one fact is going to make a fool out of Perry Mason. Mason's on his way here with a writ of habeas corpus. Mason is going to force me to charge Beekman.
How does that make Mason a fool?
Mason will force me to charge Beekman. When I do, Mason will have a conference with Beekman. Now, Mason doesn't know all the evidence we have, right? So when Ed Beekman looks Mr. Mason full in the face and tells Mason he's innocent, Mason will be inclined to believe him. And Mason doesn't mind saying what he believes. Oh, of course, Mason will have to enter a plea of not guilty when we go to court. That's the law. But there is also a court of public opinion. And when Mason so states his belief publicly and before the trial, and then I show him up in court... Ah, yes, Lieutenant. I'm very pleased. As a matter of fact, I'm glad Beekman is such a convincing liar.
Meanwhile, in the street, outside the district attorney's office.
Della, I'm going in and serve this writ of habeas corpus. Now, you wait here.
And?
Paul Drake is meeting us, perhaps with a report on Kate Beekman. Find out, and then let me know.
Perry, I've been thinking about her.
Yes, so have I.
If Ed refuses to talk because he's protecting his daughter...
It is too many it's. I can tell you this for sure, Della. If Ed killed Gordy, he's heading straight for the chair.
If. I don't believe it.
But if Ed is covering up for Kate, then every single moment we stumble around in the dark makes his position and hers more dangerous.
Why hasn't she gone home?
That's a good question.
It just makes her look guilty, doesn't it, Chief?
Yep. All right, you come in as soon as you've spoken to Paul.
Wait,
Della.
Perry.
I can't wait
Perry,
more time.
Perry, Perry, there's Kate.
What? Where?
Going in the building, isn't that Kate?
Yes, I've got to stop her before she's seen.
Well, what do you think will happen now? Will Perry Mason make a start towards unmasking Gordon Weber's killer? I can tell you the events of the immediate future will have profound, crucial effects on the lives of Ed Beekman and of Ed Beekman's daughter. By all means, join us on Monday, won't you?